For the second time in this trial, Moosawi took the witness stand and once again complained that his defense team has done a bad job of representing his interests. A federal jury must decide whether Moosawi should be put to death or sent to prison for life because he failed to tell authorities about the September 11th terrorist plot when he was arrested 3 weeks before the attacks. On Thursday, defense lawyer Gerald Zirkin asked Moosawi if he thought his lawyers were part of a conspiracy to kill him. Moosawi replied that he thought his defense attorneys had been engaged in what he called criminal non-assistance. Moosawi also complained that he could not get a fair trial so close to the Pentagon, one of the targets on September 11, 2001. The Pentagon is located only a few kilometers from the courthouse where his trial is being held. And Moosawi said that if he had had control over his own defense, he would have argued for life in prison so that he could be available for a prisoner swap if U.S. troops were captured overseas. The defense testimony came a day after the prosecution wound up its arguments for Moosawi's execution by playing cockpit voice recordings from United Airlines Flight 93, one of four airliners hijacked on September 11th. The voice recordings depicted a struggle on board the aircraft between passengers and the hijackers that eventually resulted in the plane crashing into a Pennsylvania field. Moosawi is known for his outbursts in the courtroom, and his demeanor has clearly angered family members of some of those who died in the 9/11 attacks. Rosemary Dillard's husband, Eddie, was aboard the plane that smashed into the Pentagon on September 11th. She has been watching Moosawi in court.
Witness that would be up there pouring out their hearts, and he's sitting there smirking. I mean, to have no concept of what a life is worth. I just can't imagine a person being that way.
Defense lawyers are trying to spare Moosawi from the death penalty. They argue that Moosawi is mentally ill and exaggerated his role in the 9/11 plot. His attorneys also say he was lying last month when he testified that he was supposed to fly a fifth hijacked plane into the White House on September 11th. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley says Moosawi's conflicting statements could hurt his chances of avoiding the death penalty if that is what he wants.
He seems to be living in his own world. He has an intense egotism to him where he simply believes he's smarter than he is, and he has this desire to be in control.
Moosawi is the only person tried and convicted in connection with the September 11th attacks. The jury in the case has only two options, sentence him to death or to life in prison with no chance for parole. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.